Welcome to a very special podcast featuring my journey of 13.1 miles as I ran the 2015 St. Jude's Country Music Half Marathon. The threatened bad weather never materialized, but it was quite a humid morning on April 25th, 2015, as I took my place at 10th and Broadway in the back of almost 30,000 others who were running either the half or full marathon that morning. The race officially started at 7 o'clock a.m. at 4th and Broadway, but the runners were organized into corrals, which were groups based on their estimated finishing time. Groups were led across the starting line every 90 seconds or so. I was assigned to Corral 35, but I chose to start at the very back to avoid the crowds. This also gave me the opportunity to high-five other runners that had already started and had made their way westbound on Broadway. I got lots of high-fives before taking a break to visit the porta-potties at around 8th and Broadway, and I'll pick up the audio here. Well, that was a nice 12-minute break to line up and use the potty. So now we're going to make our way down because the cleanup trucks are kind of ahead of me now. The only other thing I can report is that my zigzag stocks won't stay up. A big disappointment there. Stop and pull your socks up. And here we go. More high-fiving, folks. Well, I'm across from First Baptist Church now, and there is nobody behind me except the tail vehicle.
All right, let's do this, 32.
There's some hula hoop girls, just like there was last year.
9, 8, 7.
There's that guy pushing a pink bicycle.
5, 4.
It's all downhill from here now. We're about to pass the curve, so no more high-fiving. Not until I get out on the course. Hard to imagine all the stuff that gets left at the starting line. There's like clothing and coats and water bottles and just all kinds of stuff here. But we got people to pick all this stuff up. And they're moving right along getting Broadway back so they can open it up once everybody passes by. It is now 7:56, and we're across from the Bridgestone Arena at the far end of it. I believe last year I crossed the start line at 8:05, but I think it's going to be a little earlier today. Now in my regular running, I run down Broadway a lot, but I don't usually go in this direction. I'm usually going westbound. So when I hit Bridgestone Arena, I'm usually going uphill. Now there's no clock at the start line, so you can't really like measure off your time. So I had to bring the stopwatch today. Last year I did it in 2 hours, 48 minutes, and 42 seconds. And my goal is to probably knock about 5 minutes off of that. All right, about time for us to go now. Now we're across from the DJ booth. So now the announcer girl is now hula hooping. She's no Ray Lynn, that's for sure. Oh yeah, the sun's coming out.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And away we go. So we're headed down Lower Broadway. Lower back's hurting just a little bit. It's been hurting since I did that red hot core from DDP yoga the other day. Of course, the bad thing about starting in the back, you gotta go around a bunch of walkers. So now I'm making a turn south on First. And the sun has gone back behind the clouds. Now we're westbound on Munburn, coming up on 3rd. There's a bunch of construction here.
Awesome. Get the guys a smile. That's awesome. There we go.
We're on 5th, and we're right between the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Music City Center. And there's a very noticeable police presence out here.
What way did you start in?
I started at the very back.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And now turning westbound on Korean Veterans. Another regular running path of mine. But we won't be here long because we're going to turn right on 6th Avenue up here and cut through the center. And the sun is back out again. A sign, you run better than our government. Yep, can't argue with that one. And here we go under the Music City Center on 6th. Yep, more cowbell. Back across to Munburn. So we're back on Broadway. Still quite a few walkers up through here. I believe it's a polite thing to do. If you are walking, please keep to the right. But that pretty much goes out the window here. So now we're back where I started, 10th and Broadway. Then we're going the opposite direction. And the fish is still jamming out, but we've got a live band coming up here in a couple of blocks. My first high five as a runner, a lady with a cowbell. And here comes the band. Just like a streetcar, I found out. And only when the flow ain't nothing to lose. All the women will settle down. She lies, here's the McDonald's on 12th and Broadway, and we're gonna hit a left. Oh, look at the water station. And I believe I'm about 20 minutes in.
Water's at the next table.
Here we go with another ride on to Munburn. Now we're westbound, fixing to go across the I-40. And there's another stage up here at the Music Row roundabout. You can hear the music. Look, 2 miles. So I'm about 24 minutes for 2 miles. It's not bad.
I think you're
Made it through the roundabout, and we're going down 17th. Another regular running path of mine. I probably had to dodge about 50 walkers in the last 2 minutes. It's kind of a pain in the butt. And I can look over at 16th, and there's people that have already looped around Sevier Park. So that's about the 9 mile mark, I believe. Look, an a cappella group. Oh man, somebody's handing out donuts. Well, I ain't gonna be able to do this. Coming up on 17th and Horton, and hey, we got another band. Another Gatorade station, and past the 3 mile mark in about 36 minutes. Still doing okay. And there's the 5K split, which will show up in my results. If I can keep up the 12 minute a mile pace, I can knock several minutes off last year.
All I care.
We just crossed Wedgewood. The instead giant inflatable Brooks guitar player is ahead of us. And we'll be turning left on the 18th here before long. Now we're on 18th. Get me some high fives here.
High fives. You need some beer? Do you need a beer?
Oh, a beer stop, just what I needed. And a guy running for mayor with the last name of Kane, so he comes up through Hellfire and Brimstone. And look up here as we turn onto Belmont Boulevard, we got Megan Berry for mayor. Now we're coming up on Belmont's campus, home to some of my favorite people. As we're passing by Belmont, I want to dedicate this to all the members of Team Ambrose. Let's see, Clayton, Courtney, Kelly, Julia, Gretchen, Katie, Amy, Elena, Savannah, they're graduating. Andriana, even though she quit. Alexi, Leah, and the newest one, Valerie. Thank you so much. Oh, here comes a bunch more high-fiving. And here's our third mayoral candidate on this route, some guy named Freeman. There's something different. Jim Schulman for Metro Council at Large. Of course, here in Nashville, we have elections this year.
Well
done, sir. Oh, more high, another high five station. Well, we're at Belmont Cedar and got a little pain in the knee, and just a tiny pain in the back, but other than that, I'm okay. Some more live music up here at Belmont and Primrose. High five station coming up.
Pit stop, you got this.
Another water station. So we're still on Belmont Boulevard and we're fixing to go over 440. And a live band in front of the School of Rock. So we're right at about an hour and fixing a turn off Belmont Boulevard onto Clifton. So 5 miles in about an hour and 30 seconds, not bad.
Out of there.
Love your shirt. Yeah, keep going. Looking good.
Coming up on some more live music here at Clifton and Granny White. Hey, I high-fived a tambourine. That's pretty neat.
All right, good job, guys. Looking good. Looking good.
Little uptown fun.
Thanks for coming by today.
Turn left off Clifton, and now we're headed north on Leland. More people giving out beer. I sure don't need any beer on this. Miles in about an hour 13 and a half. Hey, we got some drumming up here at 12th and Kirkwood. Now we're headed up 12th Avenue South, and lots of people in the restaurants and stuff watching. Gilmore, some more live music.
Yeah. You're our pace man.
Oh,
who are you trying to keep up with you?
Good job, guys. Good job. Good job.
Well, this part of 12th Avenue South kind of empty on the spectators. I'm still hanging in there. Probably past mile 7 by now. And there's some guy named Bone running for mayor. And here we go, making a left on Wedgwood. And at 12th and Wedgwood, we are about 8/10 of a mile from the house, but we're going in the opposite direction here. Wedgwood and Magnolia, and some more live music. Well, let's see, past 8 miles, about 1:39. Hey, more live music. Bobby's Idle Hour Tavern on 16. Coming up on Belmont Church at 16th and Grand, and we got some more live music.
Best shirt of the day right there.
Now we loop around Music Circle South, and then we'll get back on 16th and head up to the roundabout. But we're at the roundabout and there's a live band still playing. Well, I accidentally stopped the recorder, so much for keeping up time. I'm eastbound on Division Street, coming up on 18th. And more music.
Hey.
turn off Division and on to 11th, and we're going through the Gulf. First, some Gatorade. And Pine and more live music in front of Bar Louie. Mile 10, just a hair over 2 hours, I believe. So I'm on kind of on pace with last year. So really a 5K left to go. So we're up to the apartments at 11th and Charlotte, and we got some live music and balloons and all that kind of good stuff. On Charlotte, and now we're going up this 10th Avenue North, and we're headed to Rosa Parks, and we'll end up in front of the farmer's market in mile 11, and some more music up here on the left. There's mile 11. So I did that mile in about 13 minutes. Now we're passing the farmer's market. Most everybody now is walking. Now we're on the north side of Bicentennial Mall. Live music. In Bicentennial Mall, we're on the east side of the farmer's market. Probably got about a mile and a half to go. No cramping yet, that's a good sign. Time for some more live music because we're still in Bicentennial Mall. Just past mile 12. 1.1 to go. Still feeling okay. In front of Municipal Auditorium, more live music.
Let's go. last night and you were gone.
Now we're on Dederick Street. Last double back, we hit the finish.
What's going on, man? You're home free. Hey. Hey.
Looking good.
And to your right is Grumpy's Bail Bonds. I don't see Leah the Bond Girl. Too bad. Woodland Street Bridge, and we're taking it home. All right, mile 13, let's take it home. We are done. I don't know what my time is. I think I beat last year. So I finished the half marathon in 2 hours, 46 minutes, and 48 seconds, which was a minute and 54 seconds faster than last year. By being the last person out of the 18,331 half marathoners to cross the start line, I passed 4,893 other runners to finish in 13,438th place. As you may have noticed, I got quite a few compliments on my shirt from tiedyemary.com. My times at the 5K and 10 mile splits were a tad slower than last year, but the last 3 miles went a lot better since I didn't have any cramps as I finished up the race. All in all, it was a fun time, and I'm looking forward to taking this on again next year.